Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life listener style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's
fabulous Transformation Cafe. Good. Hello, hello. We want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. Let's all kind of scoot into the table and see who's here tonight. Miss Marlene, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really, really well.
Doing really, really, really well. That's good. That's an awesome thing. That's wonderful. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good.
Mr. Jamie is doing pretty good, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And how is Seattle tonight?
Not too bad. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington, in the heart of the great Pacific Northwest. Tattoo artist. I got a shop up here called Chromo. 17 years and going strong so far. And I like to help people with their dermal graphics.
Their thermal graphics. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's wonderful, wonderful. And Miss Marvine. She is a intuitive counselor, right?
A what?
An intuitive counselor?
Inspirationalist.
Inspirational consultant. An inspirational consultant. And she really is an inspirational consultant. You go walking away from after talking with her, you can't help but feel pretty darn good. I'm telling you. And I am Robin Misevind, the proud owner of Flowers for You in Riverside, California, and also do teaching and motivational speaking, and really have a love for flowers and the earth and helping everybody feel connected through the whispers of nature. So there you go. So tonight we're going to go ahead and talk about change. We've got so much going on the planet, so much change, and, you know, there's always that thing that the only thing we can count on is change and rely on that. So I know with Miss Marvine here, she does personal counseling with a lot of lucky people who get to have her wisdom shared with them to help them move through some transitional stuff. So I thought that might be a cool conversation, Marvine, to be talking about, you know, what's kind of been happening with your practice and just some different aspects of looking at change in ways that might be assisting some people when we've got all these things happening on the planet, but also on a personal level, maybe some tools and some perspectives that people may not be aware of. Are you there?
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You know,
so when you have... No, go ahead. Go ahead.
When one thing that... sometimes we don't mind it if it's something we choose, but the only real constant there is change. And, I mean, and it goes from its simplest form, whether it's changing your mind about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat or any number of other things like that, to sometimes changes that we're kind of maybe seem to be forced into in our lives. And some of the changes can be perceived at best as horrible through somebody's eyes. But there are also people that inspire because of some of the changes that they're forced into going through. The hardest part is to get in touch with where our real priorities are inside. You know, what, and it's a tough one because we're all kind of geared towards pleasing other people, believing what everybody else believes or doesn't believe. You know, and it's interesting because I think that that we have the ability as individuals, one step at a time, to begin to turn things around. And that requires change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing as, is, you know, a lot of people, and this may sound strange, but a lot of people who lost their jobs, there's something out there that in some respect, as painful as it might have been, including but not limited to losing a home or whatnot, and I can say that because I know we've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line has to do is to take the steps to begin towards some kind of a healing. I mean, what I gave was kind of a financial example, but going through a divorce, changing a job, having a baby,
getting married.
Figuring out what you want to eat. And so the whole progression with it is our minds get so busy that we don't have time to stop to think, okay, this is what's going on. What possible things, and this is the way I would choose, that I could do that could be fun while I'm waiting for this to happen? And part of it is we become immobilized when, and I, with a lot of my clients, I call it the P word, because we want something done, but taking the steps to get there. So a lot of times we get backlogged with something because we don't take the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is to find creative. And when I say creative, I mean maybe literally finding uses for some things that you don't think are worth anything, and if not, get rid of them. Because when we're willing to purge and let go, that also means that we're willing and open to receive.
Mm-hmm. Creating space.
And so,
creating space for change.
Say it again?
I said creating a space for something new to come in.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, for some people, change is being able to let go of things. For some people, change means if they start to get really angry or upset about something, say, wait a minute, where is this really coming from? I know even in the past few weeks, there's been a couple of times when I started to go nuts over one thing or another. And when I say nuts, I'm not prone to violence or anything. It's just that my head gets so backlogged that I don't know what I'm doing. And so a lot of times when we do that, we don't do anything. Because we've got so many strings. It's like we're in the middle and we have all these strings pulling at us from different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And so and I think what's interesting is some of those strings we could actually braid to turn into common threads that also become a bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's change. Change is taking care of our bodies, changing the way we eat, changing our attitudes towards so many different things. I mean, and I think that's what's really hard, is because a lot of times we react to things and we aren't even really sure why we're reacting, because we get so caught in the emotion. And so it's having the willingness to say, okay, let's take a deep breath. Now, do I really need to be going this fast? Because a lot of times our mind's going 20 times faster than we can anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And let's take the steps to get to whatever the direction. And taking the steps could be pick up a phone, apply for a job, take on a creative project, paint a picture, volunteer. Do something that truly will help other people in positive ways. We, the people, have the power and the ability and the gifts to be able to help people from all walks of life and all countries to work well together to make changes, but instead of make changes for war and for a lot of those things, make changes that are creative, whether it is populating on other planets, working together to find ways to heal things, working together to improve the quality of life in general. We all have that in us. The hardest part is for us to kick ourselves in the tail and say, okay, I don't want to just think about it anymore. I'm going to do something.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at different quotes and things like that before the show started, and I found one from Plato that said, life becomes change at the point of action.
At the point of what?
At the point of action.
Oh,
so it's kind of like that quote that, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and thinking you're going to get a different result.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to levels of being able to shift out of something into another thing. And it can even just be a minor way that you're approaching something, and even just questioning the way that you've always thought about something, let me come from a different perspective.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's why calling a friend or, you know, talking to someone who might be doing it from a different perspective or a different point of view, and just seeing how somebody else thinks about it as opposed to just, you know, what you've always done kind of thing for the status quo of things. So, another thing that I found out, I was looking through such some different stuff on the internet, and it was talking about that if we're not learning something new every day, that our brain actually starts to shrink. There's, you know, we're losing. Go ahead.
That makes perfectly good sense to me.
Yeah. So if you're not challenging yourself every day, your brain isn't, you know, getting stimulated to a point where you're actually active and seeking to solve problems and to be, you know, interacting with your thought patterns and just the world in general. So, you know, the article was saying, you know, do something that you find challenging. Do something that you've constantly been saying, oh, I don't know if I can do that. But yet it's just something that you're interested in, but there's a sense of, you know, pausing or even fear on whatever level. And, it helps you to keep growing. And you have, because it was an article about brain health and just, you know, doing these things that constantly are out there, you know, challenging and helping you grow. I know a guy who's in his 70s, and when he was really young, he rode a bike. And then once he got his driver's license, he was driving cars. And this guy's, you know, he's still a mechanic and he's in his 70s. But even when he's not working, he's gone back to riding bikes. He rides like about 250 miles a week on his bike. And when he's not biking, he's mountain climbing and hiking and just all different kinds of stuff. He says he's not going to let any grass grow under his feet. So there you go.
Well, and for me, too, that makes perfectly good sense. And I think that, you know, one of the truisms or one of the things that we're kind of conditioned with is that, whatever your perception or your belief is about at a certain age, you become old. We can begin to act that out. And one of the things that, it's interesting. Like I tackled, it actually was a pretty big project, but I had a hoot with it, and I built a coffee table, and it's really beautiful what I did with it. But I think the interesting thing is that it was something that I would use. The hardest part for us is to direct our energy towards something we truly are interested in. And so many of us in one way or another are forced into doing things to earn a buck, as opposed to getting in touch with our own real interests. And a lot of times when you discover your real interests, it will probably pay you a lot more than what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm,
and even
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't, if you've got the inner happiness, because, you know, the hardest part is when it comes right down to it, if we don't have that inner happiness and peace, then we can't share that with anyone else. And on top of it, we're holding back from some great experiences, which requires change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, regardless of what it is.
One of the other quotes was from Mario Andretti, and he said, "If things seem out of control, you're just not going fast enough." There we go. If things seem under control, you're not going fast enough. That was Mario Andretti.
Yeah, you know, I hate to admit it, but a lot of respect, that really makes good sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, another person who didn't let any grass grow under his feet. I mean, he's still going. I know out here in California, you can go to the different racetracks out here, and he has his own private racing where you can basically go out and, you actually can get in a Formula car and you get to drive it. How exciting is that? They take you around with a professional, and then I think Mario actually drives most people. He drives them around, and you get them up to full speed, and so you can give the thrill of it. Huh?
I got my husband one of those training sessions in driving a NASCAR one year for Christmas, and at first he thought it was like season tickets or something, and then when he found out he got to go out and drive with a real race car driver, and then he got to take the wheel. He was just blown away, and you know what? He had a blast. But the neatest part is even, we all take risks, and sometimes we get, even when we change something in our closet or our kitchen, and we're used to having it one way, and we move things around, and then all of a sudden where something was that used to be isn't there anymore, then we start, the interesting part is paying attention to what we're doing and what we can change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the other, not the other person, not the other country. It's about what's going on inside of us. Because if we want peace or choose peace, and I mean even of mind, I'm not talking about world peace, that's a whole other thing, but then we have to take steps to create that. And if that means organizing some things, purging some things, going for a walk, something that is out of the norm for you in a very good, relaxing way.
Mm-hmm.
And normally nature has the ability to do it one way or another, even if it's just appreciating some kind of a piece of wood or a flower or because everything communicates if we let it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've got this wonderful opportunity now that we're starting to get a little cooler. We're definitely going to have the fall air and being able to see how nature's doing its own changing, which is beautiful. In its own way. And fall's one of my favorite times of year. I always love watching the seasons change with that. But, one thing I wanted to ask about is, there's a lot out there that says when you embrace change as a natural part of life, even when you can't see the outcome, that's a mindset shift that can really help people to be embracing change as opposed to, fighting it and having it, being in resistance.
Part of that, that's a whole topic in and of itself, but part of that has to do with you get something that has knocked you off your feet, whether it's an injury. And when you take a look at Boston, you take a look at a lot of the other things, take a people who, have lost their homes. A lot of times their attachment to whatever that was, it can be a hindrance, unless it's like you take a look at some of the sports people that are they're running in the race, who now are using prosthetics and they're moving on with their lives. And I think we have to remind ourselves that we need to move on. And if a relationship doesn't work, then the relationship doesn't work. If the car is broken, either fix it or figure out a new means of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
again, we're back to change. If it's a broken relationship many times, and we've all had broken relationships of one kind or another, but most of the time, if we really look at it, those broken relationships were part of a pathway to get to a happier place if we choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't choose to do that, then we will go on beating the drum about so-and-so did this to me, or somebody cheated on this, or my mother was of this, or my father was of that, or my sister, my brother, my friends, whatever it is. And it's so easy for us to point fingers out instead of going, wait a minute, you know, really, are these hearts loving?
Mm-hmm.
We all have a tendency to judge. We have a tendency to jump to conclusion based sometimes on experiences we've had with somebody that's not even remotely related to whatever the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most, and one of the best things we can do if we can teach ourselves how is to calm down. When my mind starts to race, and I've been practicing this a lot lately, is I'll deliberately slow my pace down and I'll say, wait a minute, you know, and I'll say, this isn't life or death. If something gets done, it gets done. And pull myself back into perspective and stay on task. But a lot of times,
right.
so many times, we, you know, it's hard to stay on task.
Mm-hmm.
We all have interruptions. We all have things that distract us from or whatever. And I think the most important thing is to figure out what the real priority is.
Right.
And, you know, the real priority, even for calm, is different for every individual. Some people say they function well in chaos. There's not too many people that do function really well in chaos. And depending on the chaos, and let's use a crowd mentality, if you've got a whole bunch of people that are angry or starting to stir other people up, then what you've done is you've incited a whole bunch of other things. There are
mm-hmm.
ways to incite in very positive, loving ways if we choose to do that. But we have
mm-hmm.
to be conscious and aware of what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
what we're putting out there.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I've learned lately as I've gotten introduced to laughing yoga. And it's very interesting when you talk about, you know, a crowd mentality and encouraging people to come to just tapping into that, because your body, once you start laughing, doesn't know the difference between a real laugh and one that you're basically creating. And after a while, the body just laughs. So it's a really interesting phenomenon. Huh?
I mean, if we pay enough attention, there's dozens of little things that are not at somebody else's expense that
we can laugh
at on a daily basis.
Well, it's interesting.
You know, sometimes... Go ahead.
The thing I like about laughing yoga is you don't have to have a reason. It's just teaching you to be in that joy and that sense of creating something new within yourself that doesn't have to have an external reason. So it's just a tool that, you know, can help people for different stuff when it comes to levels of change and a new sense of perspective.
Yeah, but see, even with laughter, something does have to occur. You have to choose to want to laugh.
Right. You're
and most of the time they probably have you visualize something when you're going through the breathing process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the most important thing that you said is we need laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways to have laughter in positive, loving ways. And it's just interesting. Is everybody still there?
Yeah, we're still here. So do you think that change, that another one that, that one of those things that says it's the journey, not the destination when it comes to change?
Yeah.
Because really, are you ever really get there?
Well, you know, you get there, but then there's always another place to get to.
Yeah, there's always another getting. We're going, from one getting, we're going to the next getting.
Yeah. I mean, when you start taking a look at subatomic particles and things like that and the various changes that are created depending on the way they meet each other, that's in and of itself, there's consciousness that we're totally unaware of.
And I love the phenomenon when a scientist is watching it to do one thing and it does something else. That's always fascinating to me. That it's not going to do the almost. That when they're observing on a quantum level the quarks or whatever, they assume it's going to show up one place and it shows up someplace else. So
well,
when it comes to level of change, that's pretty fun.
Well, but you know what part of that is? Part of that comes from a lot of them, a lot of people, all of us are coming from, in their respects, what they've learned, and in some of the things they've learned, they probably learned some impossibilities. But if you take a look at some of the impossibilities 40 years ago, 50 years ago, to what is real today, it's pretty amazing.
Oh, it's really amazing. I mean, even I was been cleaning out my office and looking at stuff that I've probably haven't shifted probably for about 4 or 5 years, and just the level of things that I don't need anymore when it comes to levels of just basic things that you used to use for, organizing and things like that, things you had to keep when it came to ledgers and different kinds of stuff, that just with technology and software and stuff like that, it's like we don't even need this anymore. We just don't even do business like that anymore. So it's
and some of those things you may be able to, maybe somebody is chomping at the bit, listed on Craigslist or something, and maybe, you're providing a service that way. Some of those things maybe can be donated to organizations that literally help other types of facilities and things like that. And so, but the beauty is that even in that, you're seeing it going to some place where it's going to serve another purpose.
Right, exactly.
That's big.
Yeah, you're changing the action.
Well, certainly. I mean, even with the recyclables and things today, I bought a couple little paint trays that were made from recycled material. So there's another example of something that was something else, and it changed form, however the form was that changed it. And it just took on another form. And so if we can take on another form in our attitude and another form in the steps we choose to take, we can and do affect change. The most important thing is too often we're not aware of the changes that we create in other people.
Yeah. Or, like you're just saying, whether it's a product or whatever. I saw the other day they've got ballpoint pens now that are being made from recycled bottles. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. They're totally clear. It's still bottle materials. They basically just reset the plastics and they're using it for ballpoint pens.
Yeah. I mean, and if we just, but most of the time people just don't have the time to pause and think. They don't have
the time.
To pause. Just because in that little bit of time, you've got some creativity in there. And I'm not talking about destructive creativity, because we don't need to feed those kinds of energy. But you've got solutions under the problem, and maybe even on top of the problem, is a solution. If we can get ourselves with the reins pulled in a little bit, take a couple of deep breaths and say, okay, what steps could I take? And also when you say, could I, what steps steps am I willing to take to da-da-da-da-da-da?
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
and
like
when you ask yourself, but it's a matter of saying, what steps am I willing to take? Because I can sit here and be in this, whatever the this is, or I can get off my butt and begin to do some things that might help me feel better.
Right. It's just that willingness to go and just try something different. And it's a baby step in,
yeah,
in the direction of changing it in just a different way. So, well, like normal, I'm 30 minutes, so it's super fast.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So we're changing it out here. So we want to thank Marvin and Jamie for being on the table tonight. And how can people get a hold of you, Ms. Marvin, if they'd like to get some of your counseling time?
I have a website, bitsofwisdom.me, and that would probably be the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us again.
Email bitsofwisdom@me.com.
Bitsofwisdom@me.com. Okay. Okay, girl. Well, thank you again for joining us and talking about the positivity of change. It's all good. It's all good. And just being able to know that it's just a natural part of life, and when we can embrace it, there's always good outcomes because we're looking for the good. So, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com. And checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well.